Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 113 on May the 9th, 2020. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover trades from last week on Eldorado Resorts Incorporated, Coca-Cola, and Pfizer. And we discuss three new trades on Macrogenics Incorporated, iShares Investment Grade Corporate Bond ETF, and the VanEck Vectors Junior Gold Miners ETF. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, this week, we saw the equity markets jump a bit higher relative to the last 2 weeks of downward move. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 607 points week over week, ending at 24,331 points. The S&P 500 Index grew 99 points this week, closing on Friday at 2,929 points. Now it's time where we discuss the topic of the week. And this week, we're actually going to have weekly options part two. Last week, we talked about weekly options for the first time. And this week, I'm going to go a little further on weekly options. So on this show, of course, we typically discuss the regular monthly options that expire on the third Friday of each month. Well, weekly options are just like the monthly options we discuss on the show, except that they expire every Friday. The same strategies that we use in monthly options are actually available for weekly options. So this creates 52 weeks of expiration trades, or 52 weeks of opportunity versus just the regular 12, monthly option opportunities. So weekly options just add a lot of value. And what it means is that we can also look at the true value of time on a weekly basis for individual strikes. I mean, that's huge, because pricing time has always been sort of a relative concept in option trading. And with weekly options, we actually have a market-generated price of every strike on each weekly option leading up to the monthly option. So we know at time how the market is looking at time on a weekly basis. It also allows us to create strategies where we can capture profit on a weekly basis and not on a monthly basis, where many times on the show you hear me say, if you hold this position for another 3 weeks, another 4 weeks, or something like that. With weekly options, they expire each week, so it changes the game significantly. There are a number of strategies or opportunities to sell weekly options to maybe finance the purchase of a monthly option on the same strike, or even to offset and minimize risk. So sometimes, like the trades that we discussed this week, you'll have expiration and you have limited time to really make another trade that's going to offset a loss or help you further lock in even more profit. Weekly options really create a scenario where we have more time and more opportunities to either, lock in profit or minimize risk. So if you understand risk, which is truly what trading is all about, then weekly options can be a bit of a dream come true. Certainly worth taking a look at and adding to your regular option trading portfolio. So next Saturday afternoon, that's going to be May the 16th, I will give a small webinar, a little small class on ways to profit with weekly options. If you'd like an invitation to the webinar, email me at eric@theweeklyoption.com or submit your email in the contact form on the Weekly Option website. So let's dive into the trade review from last week. We will start off on the covered call. We looked at Eldorado Resorts, Inc., symbol E as in Echo, R as in Romeo, I as in India. At the time, the stock was trading for $18.84 per share, and I looked at buying the stock and selling the May 20 call at $1.40, hoping for a maximum return of 13.59 or roughly 13.6% in 2 weeks. Because we, just a reminder, May expiration is this upcoming Friday, Friday the 15th. So ERI stock rose $2.25 this week, closing at $21.09 per share. The May 20 call we sold is now in the money. You can buy the option back for $2.40 or a loss of $1. So that means if you were to sell the shares of stock and buy the call option back, you will lock in a $1.25 profit per share just in 1 week's time. Of course, if you hold on to the trade through expiration and stock remains above $20 per share, which it is, it's over that by a dollar right now, you'll actually lock in a profit of $2.56 per share. So my advice is always to look at the scenario. You know, there are times when if you close out the trade early or if you lock in the trade, hold the trade through expiration, there's only, say, you know, 50 cents of profit, or maybe even 13 cents or something like that to be held. So it's worth actually closing the trade early rather than exposing yourself to the extra risk. In this scenario, where you can make twice the amount of profit just by holding the trade one more week, my advice would actually be to hold on to the trade. So no adjustments are needed as this trade is a winner and it's going to expire in 5 days. When it expires, the call option will actually be exercised and you will have to turn over the 100 shares of stock for the call option that you sold, which allows you to go ahead and lock in the additional profit. Now, our second trade was the credit spread. We looked at Coca-Cola, symbol K as in kilo, O as in Oscar. At the time, the stock was trading for $45.60 per share. We looked at selling the May 46 half call spread at 15 cents, which can give us a maximum possible loss of 35 cents since this is a 50 cent call spread. So Coca-Cola stock picked up 51 cents per share this week. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is now slightly in the money. The spread we sold has appreciated 16 cents per share, which means that that's a 16 cents loss on the week. We could still lose another 19 cents per spread on this trade. So I would either look for a complementary trade, something else you could do to offset some of the risk, or exit the trade given the short amount of time that we have until expiration. Expiration is Friday. So with only 1 week left, you don't have many viable options. If you were to sell the 46-45 half put spread, you can collect 14 cents per spread, but that actually is going to create a scenario where stock has to finish right at $46 per share. Otherwise, you would be either the call spread or the put spread would finish in the money, giving us a guaranteed loss, right? And since we collected 15 cents on week one, if you collect 14 cents in week two, that totals 29 cents. So that means that you would almost be guaranteeing yourself for a 21 cent loss on this trade. I would likely look at closing the trade by buying it in and just taking the 16 cent loss, given the limited time until expiration. Of course, you can close the trade and then sell the put spread if you think that stock is going to go higher, and that allows you to close the risk on one trade, and then you would enter a new trade so that you only still have exposure to one trade rather than exposure to both trades. So something to look at. Of course, we started off last week before I presented these talking about the risk in these trades because of the limited amount of time. There are also trades you could do with the weekly options as well to change or alter the risk of this. But rather than go into that on the show, we'll just stick with the normal format and say I will look at buying this in and finding another way to either lock in profit or create profit. Let's take a look at our debit spread from last week on Pfizer, and that symbol P as in Papa, F as in Foxtrot, E as in Echo. At the time, the stock was trading for $37.62 per share. We looked at buying the May 37 half call spread and paying 35 cents per spread, which can give us a maximum gain of 15 cents or nearly 43% return in 2 weeks. While Pfizer stock lost 42 cents per share, ending the week at $37.22, the in-the-money call spread we bought is now worth 22 cents, which is a loss of 13 cents per spread. The spread is literally being priced right at its intrinsic value, and that's the amount of intrinsic value it has, given the lack of time left in this trade. So you can sell the out-of-the-money call spread to offset your risk. The premiums are so low that it doesn't seem to make sense. It's just not worth it. So if Pfizer stock were to head higher on Monday, I would stay in this trade because this could still end up being a true winner. The risk was known when we purchased this short-term spread. So I've accounted for the possibility of loss. But when I look at the stock, when I look at the chart and whatnot, I still am optimistic that this will finish above $37.50 per share. And remember, our break-even price for this trade is $37.35. So that's 13 cents higher than where we are right now. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you'll get each day, you'll get a much better sense of if this trade is going to finish in the money or out of the money. And that will allow you to plan accordingly. But of course, with each day, you're losing a lot of time value as well. But that's irrelevant right now since the spread is trading for intrinsic value. So something to look at. And again, when you understand option risk, you don't have to freak out. You just sort of do the math. It becomes simple math that you can do to understand whether this trade has the opportunity to finish in profit or if you're going to sustain the loss. And since we bought the spread, the most we can actually lose is the amount of money we spent on the spread. So that is it for our May option trades. Of course, this upcoming Friday, May the 15th, is option expiration for all May options. So this week we're going to take a look at three trades for the month of June. So we'll start off with the cover call. Looking at a company called MacroGenics Inc., it's a biotech, symbol MGNX, M as in Mike, G as in golf, N as in November, X as in X-ray. The stock ended the week trading for $20.34 per share. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the June 22 half call against it at $2.55, hoping for a 23.16% return in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying MGNX stock for $20.34 per share and selling the June 22 half call at $2.55. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $22.50, and the break-even price on this trade is $17.79 per share. In real terms, the stock purchase would require $2,034, and you would collect $255 for selling the option. Next up, we're looking at a credit spread on the iShares Investment Grade Corporate Bond ETF, symbol LQD. L as in Lima, Q as in Quebec, D as in Delta. Now, the stock ended the week at $126.66 per share. I'm looking at selling the June 127-128 call spread, collecting 35 cents, and that leaves us with a maximum possible loss of 65 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the June 127 call at $1.70 and buying the June 128 call for $1.35. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain below $127 per share. The break-even price is $127.35 per share. In real terms, you would receive $35 per spread you sell, and you will have $65 per spread at risk. And our final trade for the week is a debit spread. This week, we're looking at the VanEck Vectors Junior Gold Miners ETF, symbol G as in golf, D as in Delta, X as in X-ray, J as in Juliet. The stock ended the week at $43.09 per share, and I'm looking at buying the June 42-43 call spread, paying 60 cents on this, and that leaves us with a maximum possible gain of 40 cents, or 66.67% return in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the June 42 call for $4.25 and concurrently selling the June 43 call at $3.65. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $43 per share. The break-even price is $42.65 per share. Now, in real terms, you will pay $60 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $40 per spread. So that's it for the week. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. I appreciate each and every listener, and definitely feel free to share the link for the show for other people that you know who trade options for fun or for a living or any part of that. I always appreciate it, and of course, if you're interested in the webinar next week, just send me an email or just send your email via the contact form on the weeklyoption.com website. That's it. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.